good morning. Breakfast. Anyone in? Breakfast.
Later.
Of course. Have a good day. Good morning. Breakfast.
Olympus On Air, the Athenium's premier streaming service.
Listen to me, Iha. She is dangerous. I will not have my daughter be corrupted by a woman like that.
But, Papa, I...
Enough! You will not disrespect my wishes. I am your father, and you will obey me.
Here now. That is all that matters.
Listen, kid. I get you're fishing for tips, but I'm not hungry.
What the fuck?
But Luis.
Hush, Mosa. Dance with me one last time.
I think you have the wrong.
Lisa, you're something else.
Wait, let me just... Turn on the lights. If only I was being attacked by a moth. No goddamn way. You never seen a lamp before, pal? Well, allow me to illuminate you! Never trust a bellboy. Unless he... Can't take a hint, can you? There's no way I can outrun that. Do I throw myself out the window? It can't be that far down. Shut up! Thinking! I can throw it out the window. Window's a good 20 feet away, though. Whoa! Take the trolley and... Push it! Don't think I can give you a tip! Can do is give you a ring! Fuck. No wonder the hospitality industry is dying out.
Good morning. You have reached the front desk of the Athenium Resort and Casino.
Hello. Yes, I'd like to report a... creature?
None of our staff are currently available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone or make your way to floor 124 for your nearest visitor support desk.
Figures.
Oh, Welcome to the Apollo Suites. Please do not touch the decorations.
God damn. I didn't realize they made vases this big. Hello? Anyone around? Off-season must be a killer. How much are they paying for these lights?
Good godly morning, esteemed mortals of the Athenium. I am, as usual, your resident god Hera, here to tell you the news, truths, and do's of this wonderful day, making sure you remain comfortable, convenienced, contented, and cognizant during your time here in Olympus. First of all, on behalf of the entirety of the Pantheon, I would like to formally apologize for the disruption that befell our little heaven this morning. Security's had some reports. Sorry. Hermes has had a fly around the resort and found that there is a disturbance unfolding within the outer world, but it doesn't appear to be a threat for those within the casino, good mortals.
Psh, bullshit.
If anyone was shaken, scared, or in any way inconvenienced by the noise, please inform the front desk, and you will be compensated with a voucher for a free spin on any of the slot machines currently participating in the Fates Fortune events. That's floors 20 through 35. 20 through 35. If gambling isn't your dance, we also have chocolate.
Ah, here we are.
As always, if you have any queries, don't hesitate to reach out to your closest cupbearer. They're here to help. If you have any complaints, please make your way to the front desk so we can formally submit a grievance form. And if you have any comments or complaints specifically in relation to any loss of money through any of our games here at the resort, please make your way to the nearest support desk, available on every game's floor. Lastly, don't forget there is still time to get a ticket for the chance to win a brand new Ford Chariot, the monster truck fit for a god. Just make your way down to the nearest gift shop to enroll in the casino-wide raffle. This is your resident god, Hera, signing off, wishing you a wondrous day.
Hello?
Hello? What's with the bathrobe?
Would you care to enlighten me as to why there's a gun currently pointed at my head?
The world's ending and you're wearing a bathrobe?
Why is the gun still pointed at me?
Because it's the end of the world and I can't trust the fact that your head isn't going to explode into tentacles and try to kill me. And then I'm going to have regretted not having a gun aimed at you, aren't I?
You've seen those things too?
Yeah.
What are they? Why are they here?
Because the world's ending.
I forgot. I'm sorry. It must have slipped my mind somehow.
Now you're just making fun of me.
Strong words from someone who is just mucking my robe.
Because it looks like a bathrobe.
Of course it looks like a bathrobe.
Because it's a bathrobe?
It's not... It's meant to look regal.
What about the slippers?
Look, I've had a rough morning and I'm not interested in getting fashion advice from the barrel of a gun.
Get me wrong. I'm just as surprised as you are, man. I was expecting to find some alien tentacle thing waiting outside this door, but instead there's just, you know. If you're taking all the Greek royalty stuff seriously,
I'm not gonna judge you.
What?
I'm sorry. I was hoping I had just hallucinated the 6'5" skinhead that apparently haunts this elevator.
Boo. Are you getting in?
Are you going to put the gun down?
I'll think about it. What floor?
124.
Hate elevator music. Desk job and music composition.
So you said you believe the world's ending, correct?
Not believe, no. But yes, I do.
Then what's with the relaxed posture and opinions on elevator music?
Not much else to do in here. Besides, I'm wearing two layers of tactical vest, combat boots, carrying a pistol, shotgun, and utility knife all on my person at this current moment.
God damn.
I have the luxury to talk about elevator music. You look about as prepared as, well, you don't.
Don't what?
Look prepared.
Maybe not for pointing guns at strangers, but my skill set is more honed. See, my friend, my personage holds Norton's mint-flavored breath spray, sugar-free, a genuine de facto Monte Cristo L'Aurore lighter, and a pack of Camel Blues.
Your skill set smoking?
Smooth talking. Cigarette?
Sure. Haven't smoked in years.
Well, good to have you back on the losing team.
End of the world's a good enough occasion.
You've said that a few times now.
Yep.
You serious?
Mm-hmm. KS-5 end of the world scenario. Sun hatches.
Sun, hmm?
Sun hatches. Sun's an egg. Thing comes out of the sun. World ends.
Are you genuinely out of your fucking mind?
Don't ask. You're not gonna listen.
What is this? You sound like some conspiracy theorist.
I am.
Can we go back to when you had the gun pulled on me? That was easier to deal with than this. I mean,
I'm not trying to fuck with you. Honest to God, I've been following drops.
Drops?
There's a lot of websites, forums you can find online. There's a lot of information on the internet that you can find if you try hard enough.
So you've been digging for photos of Bigfoot your entire life?
Fuck no. I hate that kind of thing. It's so easy to dredge up anything on literally whatever you can think of. Fake moon landings, flat earths, cryptids, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm saying it's mainstream. If Bigfoot really was a real danger or a conspiracy, we wouldn't hear so much about it all the damn time. Whatever threat that information could have held is so diluted at this point that it's basically useless. There are genuine things people want to keep hidden. Real secrets. That's what I care about.
Give me an example.
You know the whole incident with the Swedish president and how he was exposed siphoning money from the crisis fund for that one earthquake?
Mm-hmm. I knew a few people who donated. Why?
He didn't actually steal any money from it. It was election season, and one of his opponents pulled a lot of strings to run his name into the ground.
That's not that hard to believe, in all honesty.
Well, that's the thing. As soon as the world hears about a thread of truth, it gets blown up and exaggerated and messed around until you get fucking lizard people governments or...
You don't believe the world is run by reptiles?
I think everyone's too useless to have a worldwide cover-up of something. You always think you've covered all your bases, put all your skeletons in all your closets, but something always gets out.
Then how come nobody found out that the big ball in the sky that gives us life is spawned to some kind of cosmic bird?
Give me one good reason as to how we could have proven the sun was an egg.
Well,
They got lucky. The truth was so absurd that nobody would ever take it seriously, even if they found out.
Then how come you of all people know?
Pure fucking luck. I happened to be in the right place at the right time. There's this one privately funded laboratory in southern Manhattan I heard was doing tests on this one galaxy a couple million light years away where there might be life. So I managed to get access into the data
hub. Get access? I'm sorry, you broke into a laboratory?
I wore a safety vest and said I was checking the insulation in the older parts of the building. You pull off shit like that and then try to believe that the world government is successfully covering up that the world is flat.
Huh.
But I have my head in the ceiling tile, eavesdropping when this kid comes in yelling about how they've been running some kind of Cantwell readings on distant space objects, and that there's all this interference in the readings from something much closer to us. And they pull up some kind of diagram on the sun on a projector screen, and I shit you not, the silhouette you can see inside it is shaped like a worm, curled up in on itself, wriggling and pulsing just so fucking slightly.
God damn.
You know what happens to that place? Shut down. Next month. There's a shopping mall there now. When I left, I stole some papers. I saw something I wasn't meant to, but I have the proof. I have the evidence the Sun Beast was real.
And now you're in a casino.
I always stay in casinos during off seasons. 1,000 empty rooms in this place, they don't give a shit if I knock down the door into one. I still get room service here.
Fuck.
Yep.
I don't believe you, by the way. You seem all right, but...
Can't ask you to believe it. If you die, you die. Makes no difference to me.
Fair enough. I never asked you your name.
Margot.
Margot. Count. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Likewise.
Where were you planning on going?
Suddenly asking a lot of questions, aren't we?
I just happened to remember we're only 300 floors from the ground level and thought it was worth getting the important things out of the way.
There's a parking lot in the Tartarus level of the casino. I was going to try my luck at stealing something and then getting out of here. Getting off the ground floor and taking the stairs from there. You?
Well, I was going to file a complaint about the quality of the workers they employ here, but that point feels moot.
Bad service?
Over-enthusiastic. Have you seen many other people around here?
Besides you and the lady on the intercom? Not really. 500 floors of casino in early February will do that to you.
Good for gambling, though. I tell you the way some of these dealers look at me when it's just me and one other bum at the table and I'm pulling it. You got to tell your alien story. It's only fair you hear what's going
on. No. There's something here. Listen.
What is that?
The maintenance hatch. Something's in the ceiling.
Is it dead?
Hell if I know. Stand back.
It seems so much smaller than the one I saw before.
Shh. I can't hear if it's breathing.
I'm not sure if they breathe.
Ah, shit!
Oh my god! Enclosed elevator! It
unless you have a way to kill this thing before it rips your arm off, we're just gonna...
Ah! It's on the wall!
Come on, you...
4, 6, 8, 1, 4, 5, 6, 8...
Nearly... Bye, you little... What's your skill set to a shotgun, huh?
What's a shotgun to the controls to an elevator?
What's a...
Caught up in the moment a little, were you?
Saving someone's life will do that.
I'm not ungrateful, to be clear. Just wish we could have done something a little more...
Safe.
Delicate.
Noted.
You take criticism well. I thought you'd be more angry at my complaint.
Who knows? Maybe I've blown off a little steam in the past couple of minutes.
Noted. I don't know if I'd agree. It's not really a desk job. Elevator music. Feels more like an obituary.
Damn. Was hoping it'd take us straight to the ground floor.
Wanted to get a good look at the fancy monster truck,
Already have. It's got an AI that drives you around and everything. Help me pull the doors open. All good. You can jump down now.
Will you catch me?
Maybe. Nice fall.
Nice catch. Where are we?
It It's at least 200 floors from the base.
Looks like a casino floor! God damn, you hit the jackpot when you fucked up the elevator controls. Look at all these slot machines.
You do know you were staying at a casino, yeah?
Margot, darling, you don't know what you walked us into. See these one-armed wonders all around us? Make SID-RS-1995. Went out of production 2 decades ago. You know why?
Why?
Because a little birdie with the right tools, a lot of patience, and a very specific skill set learned that they can feed cash right into the palm of your hand without paying a cent.
Mm-hmm. And where is this bird now?
About to take flight for the first time in a decade.
That's not... You're going to set the machine on fire?
This is more than just a lighter deal. Observe. This is the little device that put an entire line of slot machines out of business.
Thought you said your skill set's smoking.
I'm multifaceted, darling.
Welcome to Luck of the Mirage!
Do you have what it takes to take fate into your own hands?
I see a jackpot in your future.
$20!
Charming. So have you just forgotten we were attacked by an alien a moment ago?
You've been quipping as much as I have, doll.
I'm not talking about your tone. I mean the fact that instead of trying to get out of the clearly compromised casino, you're hunched over a slots machine like an 80-year-old.
Well, I... You... Follow my logic here.
I'm listening.
So if the world's ending...
Which it has.
And society has collapsed...
Which it will, probably.
And the concept of money implodes and has no more intrinsic value anymore because all of these bills and coins are just social constructs that provide no genuine value to someone just trying to eat, sleep, and survive.
Exactly. So stop fisting the machine and keep walking.
I'm not finished. That's only the first motion of the end of the world. Because after the weak are culled and the fit have all survived, etc., etc., there will be trading camps and eventually stores. And what will they need then?
No, that's not... They end up trading goods for other goods. It becomes a bartering society.
But people are lazy, Margot. Maybe on a small scale you can trade a tin of tomatoes for a back rub. But how will everyone agree that food is worth the same as, say, bullets? Eventually, they'll look for a way to streamline bartering with, say, a measurement of value? And then, bada bingo, bada boomo, look what exists again. Moolah.
Jackpot!
See, Meg? Not just a pretty face.
Go fuck yourself.
Later, darling.
This plan is very thought out. You've been waiting on the world to end, too?
I'm good at improvising. Anyway, to finish my point, when those little alien monsters are all wiped out and life goes back to normal, I will be a couple hundred thousand up in these bad boys. The fuck?
So much for a couple hundred thousand.
To cash in your prize of $200,000, please give this slip to our awards table and have the money transferred to a bank account. What happened to the bills?
Can't you just cash it in at your bank?
What are you talking about? What's the satisfaction in that? The weight of paper and metal in your hand? The thrill of the hunt?
You can still...
I don't have a bank account.
You sure you haven't been preparing for an apocalypse?
It's called being old-fashioned. And, well, tax evasion.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a few that aren't as modern. There's what? 300 machines in here. Some will still have some good old-fashioned coin in them.
You're not that stupid, Count. They're all the same. Let's go.
Can't knock it until you've tried it.
You just tried it. You're gonna keep shuffling your feet or haul your ass to the parking lot with me.
Margot, look. If you want to keep on with your little renegade journey, I can't stop you. But frankly, this is a casino. I'm a grifter. Ain't no monster's gonna siege a place like this. And I have enough places to hide even if it gets weird.
So you're staying here?
Mm-hmm.
Nah. That's about all the effort I'm willing to put in. Have a good one, man.
You too.
Welcome to Luck of the Mirage!
Do you have what it takes to take fate into your own hands?
I see a jackpot in your future.
$400!
Drink, sir?
Aw, well that's too bad. Better luck next time.
Jesus, kid, a little heads up next time.
I did, sir. I said drink, sir?
Well, yes. Anyway, look, kid, I got my credit card stuck inside the machine and I was just trying to get it back out. You know how it is with these new slots, all wires and cogs and, you know, like computer chips or whatever.
It's okay, sir. I don't care that you're cheating.
Whoa, kid. Don't say it so loud.
There's nobody at the rewards table to cash it into, sir. Everyone's gone.
Oh. You're not?
You're not either, sir.
Well, I didn't know I was alone. Where's everyone gone?
There's an evacuation notice about 15 minutes ago from Hera. She told everyone to make their way to the evacuation shelter downtown. Did you not hear it?
Something about an elevator. Well, how come you're still slogging drinks around an empty casino?
Same reason you're digging through slot machines, sir.
What, money?
No, sir. Routine.
I'll get a Chicago Fizz with a shot of vodka mixed in and an orange juice, if that's all right with you, kid.
Of course, sir.
And just Count is fine.
Oh, I apologize, Count. I didn't realize we had royalty with us today.
You're good, kid. It's just a nickname. Dad gave it to me when I was younger. Anyway, drinks. Drink. Singular. Drinks? No, drink. There might be a $200,000 tip with your name on it if you're fast enough.
Of course, Count.
Good day, mortals. I apologize for the early transmission, but Hermes did another fly around the... I'm not doing the voice right now. It feels insensitive. To anyone still in the Athenian casino, do not leave the building. Something's wrong with the sun, and nobody should leave. People are transforming, and there's a group of staff on the TARDIS at the basement floor, and we're probably going to stay down here until we hear about what the hell is going on, but there's a lot of these things in the casino, and... Hello? Yes, this is the Athenian. On what floor? There's... Anyone on the higher floors of the building, there's a... Something is coming out of the sky! You have to get to the lower ground now! It's... I've never seen anything like that.
What the fuck is... Get up. Cozy here. You're lying, too, and bad at it. Your back hurts, your leg is numb, you hit your head in at least 5 times, there's water in your mouth and nose, and the chlorine is hurting your eyes. And you're 45 wearing bathrobes and spending your life making money in casinos to spend on more bathrobes and rides to go to more casinos. What would you do any differently? We landed in water. Do you know how lucky that is? I'm a gambler. Gotta get lucky sometimes. Where even are we? Was there a swimming pool in this hotel? Does it matter? When was the last time you paid attention to anything? It's not living if you never really give a shit. I don't really want to die here, right? Beats me. I don't actually want to die, right? Do something about it then, dickhead. Looks like someone beat you to it. Here's to a second chance for something. Back to the dry world, bucko.
Who is that? Are you What's wrong with your face?
It's the sun, Count.
Huh?
Look at the sun. It's so beautiful.
Don't you fucking dare, or I'm gonna put a blue.
Why?
Look at the boy.
What's happening to him?
I don't know, but whatever comes out of the sun is turning people into that.
Wait!
He'll try and kill us otherwise. The thing in the sky, it pulled the entire top of the casino off. It, don't look up, it ripped it apart. Some kind of tentacle or something. We need to move before some debris smashes one of our skulls.
I didn't know it was this bad.
Me neither. But I'm still taking the apology. There's a stairwell here. It probably won't take another chunk out of the building. It's only 20 floors from the bottom here.
Where?
The small floors. All right. I'm headed down to the bottom floor. You should go through this door here, find somewhere else.
What?
What?
I need to go with you. I don't think I'll survive on my own.
No, you won't. But I don't need you and you know it.
But
what? In case I need to open a vending machine, give a monster a cigarette. For all your talk of skill sets, Count, you're particularly...
It's my dad! He works at... My father is an esteemed astrophysicist at the International Institution of Interstellar Travel.
The ones who launched that ship. The Count...
The Count Marijois. The one en route to Europa, yes.
You lie?
I know how it sounds. I know, given the circumstances, it sounds like I'm trying to bullshit you, but I swear on his life I am dead serious. His name is William Rettentomber, and he's been on the official board of directors since 1983. I grew up with him in our hometown of Fallon. He's slightly taller than me, has shaggy gray hair, and his wedding ring has the coordinates to a star he named after my mother engraved on it. And you can't take the risk that I'm lying either. You were right about all of this, weren't you? You knew about this thing in the sun, and you might be the only one that still knows about its origins. And you might be the only person who has evidence that we knew about that thing. And that information is important. And I swear on my life, I can get you into one of the compounds and get the knowledge you know to someone higher up. And if I die and down the line you die... alone, in some random survivor camp where everyone's eyes are glued to the floor trying not to stare at this thing in the sky, and you rot in some dusty warehouse, and this information dies with you? That's a loss, isn't it? For all of us. When you have the chance to make a difference. I can give you that chance, Margot.
Where's their nearest site?
North Nevada, about a 9-hour drive to the northeast.
And you swear you can get me in?
I promise, on my life.
Come on.
I thought you said you were going down.
I talked to someone before you got here. They said the lower stairwells were clogged with those things. You don't have a weapon. I couldn't send you down into them alone.
All right.
Come on.